Tom Ceratori now with us here on the Paul Bunting Communications postgame show. Tom, you guys had a multitude of chances there early on tonight. Ifs and buts were candy and nuts, but if you convert on one of those,
absolutely.
Boy, I like your chances.
Oh, absolutely. Shearhorn was good, obviously, the first 40. I mean, you know, we had our grade A's were, we had, you know, we were in double figures in grade A's, obviously, in the first, you know, the first 40, but he was good.
You guys had plenty of power play opportunities, obviously not able to get one by, but it looked like, you know, you guys had a lot more opportunity and, you know, you were winning a few more faceoffs.
Absolutely. We had good looks, and I mean, we had some really good looks, and no, I mean, hey, kid was the difference. I mean, we didn't make many mistakes. We made a couple mistakes on the second goal. We were late with slot coverage, not on their power play goal, but we were going for it. But when they had their power play, we were going for it. And, you know, we extended with our first four checker, but again, we were going for it at that particular time. So we didn't make many mistakes tonight. And you know what I mean? We got after it. We you know, we did everything we had to do, and those things happened. Shearhorn was good.
A 4-0 doesn't indicate how level this ice was tonight, does it?
Oh, heck no. I mean, never does in hockey. You can never look at a score. If you look at a score, you know, obviously, again, we all realize what happens, and you know, the whole, you know, these games are so tight, they're so close, and there's so many different plays that happen throughout a game. And you know what, there's so many plays you forget about, guys. Yeah, I mean, there's a multitude of plays that were made that you guys aren't even talking about. I'm not even talking about. I can't even think about right now. You know what I mean? And but that's what happens over the course of 60 minutes.
Well, Tom, you were here at the beginning of the D1 era.
Yep.
And certainly the ice was slanted. You knew coming into the D1 era, it's going to take a little while, but tonight was certainly indicative that you guys can play with the Gophers, and those days are over.
Bits are over. Why are we even talking about this? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
A lot of special teams play tonight. You had a lot of guys playing a ton of minutes, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. I mean, well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. What were the penalties? 5-3?
6-5.
6-5, is that what they were? Yeah. You know, a couple of those penalties, too. Like, I think the one, like, our 5-on-3 was, you know, what were we shorthanded, 10, 12 seconds?
Right.
So
right.
What did they add? They had two penalties on that. So, I mean, that's all deceiving as well. Yeah.
You still had to kill off the second one.
Yeah, we did. No, exactly. We had the right guy coming out of the box with Charlie right there. That helped, too, you know.
Well, a couple of good efforts by your team. Fall short, but, you know, not by any lack of effort or opportunity. So, you know, obviously you're resetting. Got a big series coming up next weekend at the Sanford Center.
That's all you can do, guys. You can't sit there and dwell on it. I just told the guys, forget about it. You know what? Go home, and Monday we got business again. That's just, you got to put it in the rearview mirror, boys.
How much would it help your guys next weekend to have a packed house cheering for the green and white?
It's always good.
See you then, Coach.
All right, guys.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here on the Paul Bunting Communications postgame show tonight.